This is a Kim Monson National News Briefing. Clay County maintains the roads for 35,000 federal acres and collects no tax. The U.S. Meat Animal Research Center covers about 9.6% of Clay County, Nebraska, and an estimated $540,000 a year in county property tax goes uncollected because the ground belongs to the federal government. Congress built a program to make counties whole for untaxable federal land, and a USDA livestock research station does not qualify for it. About 9.6% of Clay County, Nebraska, belongs to the federal government and pays no property tax, and the federal program written to compensate counties in that position sends the county nothing. The 35,000 acres in question are the U.S. Meat Animal Research Center, a livestock research station run by the USDA. Agricultural Research Service on ground the Navy took for a wartime ammunition depot in 1942. Those acres equal 11.6% of the agricultural land on the county's assessment rolls, and the county still maintains the roads that reach them and answers the fire and rescue calls. Trent Loss, a sixth-generation Nebraska rancher, raised the arrangement on The Kim Monson Show on July 22nd in a conversation with guest host Dr. Jill Vecchio after telling the show he had addressed the Clay County Board of Supervisors that week. Loss said the county supplies road maintenance and fire and rescue and all of the things that a county does, but they contribute zero to the coffers in the county. On the depot that took the ground. Senator George Norris and Representative Carl Curtis announced on June 10, 1942, that the Navy would build a $45 million ammunition depot southeast of Hastings, and purchasing of 48,753 acres from 232 owners began almost immediately, according to an account published in Nebraska History by the Nebraska State Historical Society. Construction started that July 14th. The ground spanned two counties, Adams and Clay, and the state historical marker at the site calls the depot the largest of the Navy's World War II inland munitions depots, one that at one point during the war was producing nearly 40% of the Navy's ordnance and that embittered farmers whose land was taken by the government. At the supervisors' meeting Loss attended, Board Chairman L. Wayne Johnson recounted what the displaced families had understood about the arrangement, and Loss carried it onto the air. Law said the federal government, in a wartime effort, went to families in Clay County and said, "We're going to take this property for the wartime. As soon as the war is over, you'll get it back." In an interview Law later published, Johnson said that his own grandparents were among the families who moved off the ground, and that he keeps a period bank map showing which families lived on the affected parcels. The depot closed for good in June 1966. Congress had authorized the Meat Animal Research Center in 1964, and the center opened in 1966 on 35,000 acres of the Clay County ground. The National Park Service says the rest of the old site is home today to Central Community College, the Nebraska National Guard, and several industrial operations. On the federal payment that does not reach Clay County. Congress created the Payments in Lieu of Taxes program for precisely this situation. The Interior Department describes it as federal payments that help local governments offset losses in property taxes due to the existence of non-taxable federal lands within their boundaries. The program paid $1,513,451 to Nebraska in fiscal 2025 and $1,655,147 in fiscal 2026, spread across the 50 Nebraska counties its tables list. Clay County is not among them in either year. The exclusion comes from the statute itself, because 31 U.S.C. 6901 defines entitlement land by category, and none of those categories describes a livestock research station. The definition reaches National Forest System land and certain lands acquired under the Southern Nevada Public Land Management Act, which are the only Agriculture Department holdings it names. A Congressional Research Service report on the program notes that not all federal lands exempt from taxation are covered by a federal compensation program, and that the gap might contribute to financial hardships for counties that otherwise might receive revenue from that land through taxation. On what the county does not collect. Clay County's agricultural ground is assessed at an average of $6,728 an acre, according to the county's 2025 abstract of assessment filed with the Nebraska Department of Revenue. At that rate, 35,000 acres carry roughly $235 million in assessed value, and at the county government's own 2025 levy of about 23 cents on every $100 that ground would raise about $540,000 a year for the county by itself. That figure and the ones below rest on the county's blended average, because no public source breaks the center's acreage into the county's three land classes, which are assessed at $7,914 an acre for irrigated ground, $3,541 for dry land, and $1,524 for grass. The overlapping districts push the total much higher because Sandy Creek 1C, the school district covering Clay Center, levies about 61 cents on every $100, and adding the fire district, the natural resources district, the community college, the educational service unit, and the township brings the combined rural rate near the research center to about 91 cents on every $100. That works out to roughly $2.1 million a year across every taxing body in the county, with about $1.4 million of its school money. Measured against the countywide average effective rate, the total runs closer to $2.4 million. All 55 Clay County subdivisions levied $29.7 million in 2025 against a base of $2.87 billion. Nebraska levies are set against a budget rather than fixed as a rate, so the exemption spreads the same budget across a base roughly 8% smaller, and the county's other property owners carry the difference. Johnson said in the same interview that about 15 miles of county road in that part of the county, a stretch connecting Clay Center to Glenville and Hastings that runs past the center, needs resurfacing at roughly $300,000 a mile. On what the center does. The station, officially the Roman L. Hruska U.S. Meat Animal Research Center, divides its research roughly 50% beef cattle, 30% swine, and 20% sheep. The Agricultural Research Service says its scientists are developing scientific information and new technology to solve high-priority problems for the U.S. beef, sheep, and swine industries. Loss twice praised the center's research during the segment. He called Clay County the home of the U.S. Meat Animal Research Center, which, he repeated, has done wonderful things for research and food animal production. His objection runs to the arrangement, and he put it plainly before the segment ended. Law said he shares that story just because he thinks it's an excellent depiction of how the federal government tells you what they're going to do, and then there's no follow-through. And now, Kim's perspective. Washington took nearly 49,000 acres of Adams and Clay County farmland for a war that ended 81 years ago, and 35,000 of those acres are still in federal hands in Clay County alone. For decades, that county has maintained the roads out to the ground and answered the fire and rescue calls on it, and it has never collected a dollar of property tax in return. Congress did write a program to make counties whole when untaxable federal land sits inside their borders, and then left out the agency that happens to hold this particular land, so the check never comes. Ask how long a private neighbor could use a county's services and pay nothing before somebody at the courthouse would say something about it. Clay County has been carrying that cost since 1942, and it is long past time somebody in Washington answered for it. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson National News Briefing.